الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eders.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دروش بالله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. We live in a time in which pristine divine Islam is being attacked from all sides. We live in a time in which pristine divine Islam is being attacked from all sides. And unfortunately, even from the academic front, you'll find many unwary Muslims by name who have taken this role, aliyazu billah, to speak ill, to criticize, and to reject all the services that come from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will see that majority of these deviant authors are people who are actually influenced by fabricated Shia narrations. These are people who are actually influenced by the fabricated Shia narrations that you will see. And therefore, even at times, those who are from amongst the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at will want to, aliyazu billah, speak negatively with regards to some of the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One man in particular, a Sahabi, whose name is Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. From amongst all of the Sahaba ikiram ajma'in, the Muhajireen, the Ansar, you will see that Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an is the man who has been criticized the most. Al-Iyazu billah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And the simple answer to that is, the Shia, Rafizi Shia, hate him the most. Rafizi Shia hate Hazrat Amir Muawiyah the most. Now generally, they have no respect for any of the companions anyway. Be it Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala, be it Hazrat Umar, be it Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala. But especially for Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, simply because of some of the events that occurred, the Battle of Siffin, and who Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala was, what had happened in Syria. And so they have this hatred and this grudge which they hold against Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. As Sunni Muslims, the people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at, knowledge is a very powerful weapon. And knowledge with humility is a very powerful weapon. It gives an understanding, it gives security to Iman, alhamdulillah, bi-iznillah, bi-tawfiqillah. And so we need to understand history, tariq, the incidents, the events that have occurred. And that is why, alhamdulillah, we speak of this great man, Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, and who he is, his contributions. Without a doubt, this man was a great sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the thumb rule is, that when you know of any individual who is a Sahabi, you have no right to criticize him. One must only respect and show honor to every Sahabi and Sahabiyya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the command of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith has mentioned that if someone was to call a Muslim with names that he doesn't like, for an example, in the hadith it is mentioned, if someone was to say to a Muslim, Ya Yahudi, these are the words of the hadith, Ya Yahudi, and he's a Muslim, then the Qazi has the right to lash that individual. The Qazi has the right to lash that individual for calling a Muslim a Yahudi. Now for someone who disrespects the Sahaba, the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when you see such people, say to them, La'anatullah, may the curse and la'anat of Allah be upon you. Say, La'anatullah, Allahu Akbar. And so this is a very important mas'ala. We need to understand this. We have to have respect for all of the companions, especially Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and he was a Sahabi. Whatever happens thereafter, that is different. But with regards to the honor of this man, this great Sahabi, subhanallah, he was someone who was very close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just to outline for you this man from a young age, during the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you had certain individuals who could read the face readers, physiognomists, and they would actually look at someone and say that this man is so and so, this man is so and so, this man is so and so, that this man will become a leader, this man will become someone who will rebel against his tribe. So they could actually face read. And one Arab who was famous for face reading, it is said that when Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was very young, he looked at the face of Amir Muawiyah and he gathered all the people that were there, the Arabs, and he said that this man will be a great leader of his nation. This man will be a great leader of his nation. When he was only a child, that is why from a young age this title was given to him. Nowadays, even if you become a sir, it can be taken away from you. But the term Amir was given to him. Subhanallah. The term Amir was given to you. Subhanallah al-Azim. Now, his relationship with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Scholars have mentioned, after embracing Islam, he became someone who was known as Qatib-e Wahi, the scribes for divine revelation. He would actually write letters for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would record the verses of the Quran revealed upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You will see, if you were to read some of the Shia authors and their narrations, they will quickly say that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was a man who would only write letters for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he had nothing to do with the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayhi says, from amongst the many scribes of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Qatib-e-Wahi includes people like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, many, many sahaba. But from amongst all of the scribes, two were most famous. One was Hazrat Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an, and the second was Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And the reason is also given by Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayh. He says that the two companions had no other occupation. They would only stay with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam day and night. And their responsibility was only whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a need for him to write a letter to a delegation, either Hazrat Zayd would be there or Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was there. At any time, whenever Wahi would come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and Hazrat Zayd bin Sabit would record the revelation, the verses that were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this is the maqam, the status of this great Sahabi. Now imagine if someone was to criticize Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, that is like actually criticizing the authenticity of the kalam of Allah, of the glorious speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he was Qatib-e Wahi. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so we need to understand this. He was very, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Sahabi, whose name is Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that I have heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah's Nabi made dua for Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. And he narrates the entire hadith, Amr ibn al-As. And he says the first words were, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab. Allah give Amir Muawiyah the knowledge of Quran. Give him the knowledge of Quran. Because he was a powerful individual. That is why there was this difference of opinion. That for him the laws of Qisas meant that those who had murdered Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, immediately Qisas would apply. Because he was, subhanallah, a giant in the field of fiqh. And Hazrat Ali was also the same. Again a great faqih. But he had a different opinion. And both of them were sahaba-i kiram ajma'in. He took one opinion and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and took a different opinion with regards to the shahadat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. But look at the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give him the knowledge of Quran and Allah grant him the lands of the Islamic Khilafat. Grant him a stronghold upon the lands. Grant him a stronghold upon the lands. Muhaddiseen have mentioned this is an indication. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings to him that eventually he will also become the Amir for the Muslims. He will also become the leader. Khilafat ends, but he will also become the Amir. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, finally, Allah save Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an from the fire of Jahannam. Ulama have mentioned that when you meet your Muslim brother, when you greet him, make it a habit of giving him a dua. So when you greet him, it's not just Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But also make dua. May Allah bless you. May Allah grant you Jannah. May Allah save you from Jahannam. This was the habit of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a times Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would supplicate and make dua for his companions. And so he made dua for Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an that Ya Allah, give him knowledge of the Quran and grant him a stronghold upon the lands that he will become a great leader and save him from the fire of Jahannam. That is why once a man came to Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, Ibn Abbas, making shikayat to Ibn Abbas about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. And they said to him that in one of his ruling judgment, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is wrong. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala got very angry. And he said that, do you know who Muawiyah is? Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala is a sahabi and a jurist. He's a faqih. And so whatever he says, it is right. Whatever he gives fatwa, it is right. And so this is what the opinion was of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an is a faqih. And so there is no dispute. Just like you have the difference of opinion amongst the fuqaha, at times there was a difference of opinion even amongst sahaba-i kiram ajma'in for what they had seen, some actions taken by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an says that I have never seen anyone's salah that would resemble the salah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than the salah of Amir Muawiyah. That his salah was unique. His salah was unique. And Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an says that when I would see him, it would remind me of the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And imagine the people who criticize this great man, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the guidance. May Allah save them from what the shaitan does. He plays with the mind, confuses the mind. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. A man who was very close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, in one narration, it is mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mounted on his conveyance, be it a camel or a horse, and he saw Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And he said to Amir Muawiyah, come and sit behind me. Come and sit behind me. And so Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an sat beside Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in fact behind him. And after a while, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at the back and he said to Amir Muawiyah, that which part of your body is touching my body? Which part of your body is touching my body? And so Amir Muawiyah looked at his body and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is my chest that is touching your body. It is my chest that is touching your body. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, may Allah fill your body with knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill your body that is touching the body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with knowledge. Allahu Akbar Kabira. What an honor, what status, what maqam was given to him. In fact, he was from the Ashab-e-Shura. Ashab-e-Shura. Whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would want to make a decision, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, out of love and to show that he had a very good relationship with the companions, he would do mashwira with the companions. Mashwira with the companions. Now, on one occasion, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the companions, go and call Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And so both of them came. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam put a matter in front of them, that what is your opinion of this? And so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala gave their opinion, that we feel that this is the action that needs to be taken. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and he said, wait, I'm still not satisfied. And then what did he do? He said to someone, now go and call Amir Muawiyah. Go and call Muawiyah. Muhaddiseen have said that he was a man of authority. He was a man of authority. A man who was very positive. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and came, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that in this matter, what is your opinion? Now imagine if someone that was consulted by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can anyone doubt his character and that he was the great Amir of the Muslimin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. And it's very, very dangerous. We have to make sure that any book that we pick up, that we read, has to be a man who has knowledge. A lot of the people are not even scholars. They have no strong foundation, this footing in the Sharia, and they have no knowledge. And therefore, when it comes to the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they become very free in talking about the companions. They might read something that one author has written, and then they will feel that perhaps this is right and let me write it also as my own opinion. Not realizing that if you criticize a Sahabi, that falls onto the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that in a way that you are also attacking the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because these were the companions who were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how careful Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was. We know the position of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, during his khilafat, he gathered all of the Muslimin, all of the people. And he said to them that what I say to you, listen to me very carefully. He said, Umar is alive, but after my demise, none of you should be fragmented, none of you should be divided. Be one and be united. He said, after my demise, be one and be all of you united. No one should be divided into different groups and parties. And then he looked at the people and he said, even if Umar is not in front of you, remember, if you don't take heed, then my brother Muawiyah is still alive in Syria. What did he do? He gave a warning to the people that even if Umar is not alive amongst you, then my brother Muawiyah is still alive in Syria, so all of you be careful. He was actually warning the people that were around him. This was the clout and the command that he had, this man, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Everyone would respect him. The minute he went out, people would have no choice but to respect him. Subhanallah, what an incredible sahabi he was. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an says that some of you praise the Qaisar and the Kisra. Some of you praise the Qaisar and the Kisra. These were the leaders of the Roman Empire and the leaders of the Persian Empire. He said, how can you praise Qaisar and Kisra when you have amongst you people like Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala? That who is Qaisar and Kisra in front of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala? Subhanallah. What a sahabi he was, my respected brothers and elders. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. When you look at his character, it is said that he would often say, it is said that a man who can take control of his temper, of his anger, that man is a man who has good character. And if you want your daughter to get married to someone, get him married to a person who's got control over his temper. That is what the Arabs would say. So if you have a problem with your temper, anger, then it's difficult. Amir Muawiyah would say that there is no greater pleasure for me than swallowing my temper and my anger. There is no greater pleasure for me than swallowing my anger. And then he said to the people that if my tongue can suffice, I will never use my whip. If my tongue can suffice, I will not use my whip. And if my whip can suffice, I will never use my sword. If my tongue suffices, I will not use my whip. If my whip suffices, I will never use my sword. This was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. As for his love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just to put in front of you one incident. It is said that in Basra, there was a man who had this striking resemblance with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A lot of his features, the face was like the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an heard of this, he said to the people, immediately go and bring that man to me. And when this man from Basra came, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah came down, embraced him, hugged him, kissed him, and gave him a lot of gifts and gave him a kurta. And he said, this is just in honor because your face resembles the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And his love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such that being a sahabi, he had with him some of the leftover nails of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some of the nails of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and some strands of the blessed hair from the body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was also given a kurta. And he said that he said to the people around him, that when Muawiyah passes away from this dunya, I want you to put the nails of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my mouth. What did he say? I want you to put the nails of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my mouth, open my mouth and put it inside. And I want you to put the hair of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on my eyes and in my ears. And shroud me with my kafan, but on top should be the kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, the grand sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Only a man with whom Allah can be naraz can have hatred for Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in. Shuyukh, I mean, people like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmat, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, in his entire khilafat, had never lashed anyone. Never. He only lashed that individual who once spoke in an insulting manner about Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. A man who is from the Ashre Mubashara, Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas. It is said he was very neutral. He did not take the side of Hazrat Ali and not of Amir Muawiyah in the Battle of Siffin. And he says that I have never seen anyone that is more decisive after Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an than Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, I mentioned this in the last session. But then I read off the entire narration and I want to repeat this just to make sure that the words are right about this great man. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi says, imagine he is a Sahabi. But hypothetically speaking, if I was living in the time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, if I was to sit on the path where Amir Muawiyah would pass all the time, he says, if I was to sit there, and if Amir Muawiyah was on his horse riding in front of me, the dust that is kicked from the hooves of that animal is enough for Abdul Qadir Jilani to enter Jannah. Can you imagine? Look at the words. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani is saying that the dust that comes out from the hooves of that animal upon which Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is sitting, and if that dust was to touch me, that would be enough for Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi to enter Jannah. In order to explain to the people the ranking of Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya rahmat rahim.